State biologists are working from a helicopter to shoot wolves in the eastern interior. The action started over the weekend and is aimed at bolstering moose and caribou numbers in a sprawling predator control area south of the Yukon River. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the effort is drawing mixed responses.
State-sanctioned aerial wolf control has been underway in the upper Yukon Tanana country for the last 3 years. But until a few days ago, the job was left up to volunteer fixed-wing pilot gunner teams. Department of Fish and Game Regional Supervisor David James says state biologists have taken to the air in a helicopter to increase a harvest that's been well below objective. James says conditions are right for jump-starting the program.
Particularly the past 3 years, we've had unusually poor conditions, snow conditions and weather conditions that have made it very difficult for our volunteer members of the public to whom we issue permits to conduct either aerial shooting or land and shoot shooting. And during those 3 years, we just have failed to meet our management goals out there. So it was felt that this year, with conditions being excellent right now, that the department should jump in as well.
State biologists have already shot more than 30 wolves with the goal of taking out 100. The state hopes its kill combined with public harvest will reduce the area's wolf population 75%, leaving fewer than 100 wolves in the 18,000 square mile control zone, a density on the low end of what's natural. The goal of the reduction is to increase local moose numbers and the size of the 40-mile caribou herd. Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms says the herd peaked at 500,000 animals at the beginning of the 20th century, but has been well below that for decades.
It seemed to have crossed a threshold into being a small herd, being held at those levels by predation.
Independent wildlife scientist Gordon Haber, who studied the 40-mile ecosystem and wolves in Alaska for decades, says the state's caribou population objective is unrealistic.
40-mile caribou numbers have about doubled since the late 1990s. So certainly to any claim that they're being held in a predator pit by wolves or anything else is just total nonsense.
Haber is also suspect of the state's 40-mile wolf population estimate, which he says includes animals from outside the control area. Eagle resident Sonia Sager says she's concerned about impacts to a genetic strain of very large wolves the local area is known for.
We're just worried that our kids are not going to be able to see the wolves that we were able to see, and we're not going to be able to trap them anymore either, because we'd feel bad doing so if we were catching the last ones, you know?
Another Eagle resident, Bo Fay, who serves on the local Fish and Game Advisory Committee, supports the wolf kill to increase the food available for locals.
What the state's doing as far as predator control goes is common sense, you know, because it should be managed as a food source.
The wolf kill is focused on the calving grounds of the 40-mile caribou herd between the Yukon River and the Alaska Highway and adjacent to the Yukon-Charlie National Preserve. Preserve Superintendent Greg Dudgeon says he only found out about the state kill plan last Thursday.
Frankly, I was surprised by that. This is the first that I had heard that the state agency was planning on doing so. And we began immediately talking about what we could do to help mitigate the possibility that wolves that have a primary home range within the preserve would be taken as a part of this wolf control effort.
Dudgeon says the Park Service has provided Fish and Game with radio frequencies of collared Yukon Charlie wolves so it can steer clear of any that roam onto state land. He says the state has agreed not to kill wolves from 3 Yukon Charlie Preserve packs and limit its take from 2 others. Some national groups have expressed outrage at news of the wolf kill. Friends of Animals President Priscilla Farrell faults a state administration she says is in retrograde when it comes to wildlife management.
And what that does is fuel all the worst ideas held by the biologists that work for Fish and Game. And the fault is really theirs, because they tell Governor Palin that, you know, the science is on their sides and the ethics don't matter. And she's dim-witted enough to fall right into line with that kind of thinking.
The governor's office had no comment on Farrell's criticism. Farrell says predator control opponents are perplexed about what to do, given the minimal effect of tactics like tourism boycotts in the past. Fish and Game is allowed to kill wolves, but state workers are rarely employed to do so. Harm says prior to the current effort, in a similar one last spring on the Alaska Peninsula, the last time state employees killed wolves was in the early 1990s. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.